Welcome to Her Comeback, Transforming Your Life After 50. I'm your host, Michelle Thompson. If you've ever whispered to yourself, there has to be more than this, you are in the right place. This show is for women over 50 who have hit their breaking point and are finally ready to stop going at it alone. You've tried the self-help books, the vision boards, the positive thinking, but you're still stuck. And here's what I know. You're not broken. You just need the right support, and that's exactly what you're going to find here. Each week, I'll sit down with incredible women who have transformed their lives. You'll hear their real stories, the messy middle, the breakthrough moments, the practical steps that they took to create the lives that they love. Because your lowest moment, it can be your launching pad. So if you're done settling and ready for your comeback, stay with me. Let's discover how other women have made it happen and how you can too. Are you ready? This is Her Comeback. Good day, everyone. Welcome to Her Comeback. I am so happy to have Jen Anderson with me today. Oh, Jen is wonderful. She has been my mentor, my coach. She was the person who gave me my initial training when I started my certification program. So it's just a joy that she could join me on my podcast today. Jen, welcome.
Well, thank you. And I'm really thrilled to be here. Michelle, as you know, you're one of my favorite people. And it's great to be here in this new way. New adventure for us.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for so much for your time and support. Maybe could you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, just who you are and what you do? That'd be great.
Sure. Sure. Well, let's see, just kind of basics. I live just outside of Portland, Oregon, in a little town called Tigard. And I live with my family, my daughter and her son, my grandson, which is big fun. And then my son lives in downtown Portland with his husband. And let's see, I've been coaching since 1998. I can hardly believe it, but there you go. And mostly what I've done as a coach is career change. So I'm a career change expert and I wrote a book, which I think we're going to talk about, called Plant Yourself Where You Will Bloom, how to turn what makes you unique into a meaningful and lucrative career. I have a sweetheart who lives not too far from here, a couple of hours. And let's see, what would be one last fun thing? I'm highly intuitive. And so a new thing I'm offering the world is intuitive readings, which are really great for small business owners, people in relationships where they're looking for understanding their inner voice. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
I love that. And I love, just in the time that I've known you, you're always growing in terms of different skill sets, different trying different things, whether from teaching to coaching to, you know, now you're doing the intuitive board session. I mean, it's just always something special with you. So I think that that's just great. I love it. So Jen, you mentioned segue into your book. What was the inspiration for you becoming an author and then this book in particular?
Well, to become an author, that was a bucket list thing. And it really started when I was very young and my second grade teacher said, Jenny is a great writer. She told my parents that. And so it was always in my mind that I was going to be a writer. And I graduated with a journalism degree and then couldn't find a job. And so my career took off in a really different direction than I expected. So the book and writing the book was something that I always knew I was going to do. And there's more that I'll do. And it's based on the work that I'd done as a career coach for 15 years at that point and the series of classes that I taught at our local community college. So it just all came together as really this just beautiful culmination of a lot of important things in my life.
I know a little bit about some of your career paths too, that at one time you did have that corporate job.
I did.
And so you left the corporate job and started out on your own. What was that turning point for you like? What made you do it?
Oh, yeah. I actually talk about this in my book. And there was a moment where, I knew very quickly that I was on the wrong career path. I just couldn't find the kind of success that I really hoped for myself. And just, it was really difficult for me. I was in high tech sales and marketing and I had lost a job and I took a little bit of time off and the only jobs that were coming to me were in the same pathway, right? High tech sales. And I found myself really what I call it in a moment of where I was keening, and keening is this kind of like when you're grieving and you're moaning and things are really, sad for you. And I realized that that's what I was doing, that I was going to have to take this job that I knew wasn't going to be right for me. And I was having that deep grieving before I even took the job. And I knew I had to commit to finding my pathway. And so I hired someone to support me in that effort. And that really was the turning point. She looked at me and she said, "I think you want to be me." I laughed and I said, "I think I want to be you too. I want to help people change their careers." So that really was the thing that happened, the pivotal moments, I think, that led me to where I am now.
Wow, that's wonderful, wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about your comeback. Our audience is women over 50. As a woman in my 50s, it's myself. We have our experience of things we've done all the years earlier, and I feel like we tend to stay loyal. There's maybe a sense of loyalty that we'll continue to do things that we've always done, for whatever reason that might be. There's a price for staying too long, right? What is your experience in that space?
Well, I did stay in a marriage way too long out of a sense of loyalty. I've stayed in jobs too long out of a sense of loyalty. Just situations that really should have transitioned sooner, where I could have made a choice when I saw the signs that it wasn't going to work out. And what always seems to happen is that then when they have an ending, and a lot of times they have kind of an abrupt ending, right? It's like, whoa. It's almost like, this just got taken away from me and I wasn't expecting it. It wasn't on my timetable. So I started thinking about that. As a coach, I often help people with transitions. And one time a student said to me, "People will only make a change when something dramatic happens." And I thought to myself, is that true? Do we have to wait for that dramatic thing to happen to make us want to change? Or can we start inviting even those changes and bring them about and kind of set the stage for them? And so that's what I would say has been the biggest kind of learning and growth point for me along this journey of not staying in situations too long out of loyalty and unmet expectations that I'm still hoping will be met. I started looking and saying, okay, well, I know this part of my life isn't quite feeling right. I'm going to invite the change. I'm going to invite the growth. And there's just that moment for me where I see it, I almost hear it and feel it, that it's time to invite that change versus sit and wait for something to be like taken away from me.
What was one of the most notable times when this happened to you?
Well, let's see. So for example, staying in that marriage, it was, we were together 27 years, 20 over 23 of it was married. And I'd known for so long that this, it just wasn't going to work out. And it was a combination of factors. But there was a moment where I really just realized, okay, I can't do this anymore. That was kind of nice because it really was, it wasn't an abrupt, like somebody took something away from me moment. It was more of a, okay, it's time and I'm going to do this. And I set the goal of doing it in a way that honored me, that honored him, although I don't know that he would necessarily feel that way, but you can't control that. But I really looked at it as a growth opportunity. And who do I want to be in the midst of this big change and making this choice for myself? And it wasn't easy, but I felt like I was more awake and aware, making conscious choices instead of reacting to things. And so now that's what I do, from that point in the journey. So things like choosing to get healthy again, weight loss, and with just like step by step little changes that I'm inviting the opportunity to grow in that way. And just basically, it ended up over several years, but really being almost a, not a reinvention of myself, more like a coming home to myself.
Okay. I love that. I think a lot of women do that. My own personal experience, we spend so much of our time when our kids are young, we become what we need to be for our kids, and there's a spouse involved, other people, other members in the family, and then somehow in all of that, that's losing ourself. I know for me, it's certainly my 50s has been a time of coming back to myself, of coming back to who I am, what I want to bring into my life. What do you actually experience in those moments where you can't continue on the current path?
Well, I'm going to go to my intuition
Okay.
and my intuition kind of coming through and saying, first, I think it comes through like a little tap on the shoulder in a sense. Then, if I don't pay attention to it, it gets a little louder, right? So eventually, it starts yelling in your ear, I think. And so now what I try to do is I try to listen to that little or pay attention to the little tap on the shoulder. But for me, sometimes the way I describe it is there's just this inner click, almost like you're doing the combination on a lock and you get the numbers in the right place and then you pop it down and it kind of goes, it clicks. And so that's what I try to do is I try to get the right combination by listening to my intuition, by making really smart choices. And that serves me day in and day out because I kind of do that daily at this point. If something's not feeling right, I kind of pause and think, okay, what's going on here? And what do I need to do differently? Right? How can
Yeah.
I be different in this
That
moment?
sounds, it sounds like you're describing like a gut check. Like, what is it, that feeling I get in my gut? Am I listening to that and paying
Yeah.
attention to that moment?
What it's really trying to say, right? What's my real opportunity here?
Yes.
Right? How may I have been interpreting something in a way that isn't quite right, and what's another way I can look at it, right? So,
Yes.
yeah, it's interesting because it just feels like I'm back in charge of my life in many ways, and you can't control the things that happen to you, so you can't really be in control, but you can be in charge of yourself and your reaction to what's
Yes.
happening around you, and that's empowering when you really realize that. And I think that's what
Absolutely.
you've been really representing in everything that you've been doing, with this podcast, that we have the opportunity to have our own comeback and to design it and really be in charge of our experience of things.
Right. It's that moment that we know we are completely powerless over other people, situations, all of those things. When we accept that, it's an empowerment for ourselves because we can control our actions. We can take steps for ourselves and do those things that we need to do. You know,
Yeah.
I totally get that. It is a moment of empowerment.
Yeah. And we can invite other people to come along with us, but it's up to them whether or not they want to. And sometimes it means letting go of people who need to be on a different path, right? And that can be hard because when you grow, sometimes the people around you aren't ready to. And
Right.
so it is that moment of kind of letting them go. And that's another thing, taking it back to that sense of being too loyal for too long, and there's a price you pay when you try to hold people who aren't ready to be where you are. Yeah, it slows everything down and it doesn't really honor them either. But I understand it when we feel that feeling to do that.
I've heard it described in the past as like some relationships have expiration dates, right? And then we hold on to something long past that expiration date and
Yeah.
we run into difficulties,
That's it.
challenges.
That's it. Yeah.
One of the first actions you take in that moment that you know it's time to make a change, like we're talking about kind of feeling in your gut, that intuition that you get, I got to make the change. What are those first actions? What does that look like?
Well, you've talked about the first one, which is to go in inside, right? And so I've really worked. One of the things that's been a big part of my comeback is to really own my spiritual nature, my truth. And so I have spiritual practices that I really do use. Just I have my regular rituals through the day. But in those times where I'm getting that nudge that I need to make a change, consult that intuition and say, okay, what is the change? What's really happening here? And then I look for external support. So first it's internal, then I go external. And I really benefit from connecting with other people on a lot of different things. And so sometimes I'll go find a community of other people who are in kind of my similar situation, or I'll look for a community where people are gathered, but they're working on all kinds of different things. And so the idea is just we're supporting each other with whatever we're up to. And I'm in one of those communities right now that really supports me in continuing to take positive steps forward. Right. So that's also part of that external is if you want to see real growth, real change, you have to be willing to take steps. And they hold me accountable to that. And it's really, really helpful.
I think that sense of connection that you're describing there is so key because I think when left alone, and I can speak for myself, left alone to my own devices, if I kind of stay in my own isolation, the things that can come about just typically aren't that good. But when I can make that connection, like what you're talking about with others, and they're like that good idea filter. Oh, I have this idea. What do you think? You know, and you kind of get those different perspectives, and it's huge. And I think also it's that sense of not being alone, that whatever it is you're going through, it's you're not alone in this. And I think that that is also key for healing and for a lot of things, really. You're making changes in your life.
I agree. And then, of course, I'm a life coach. Actually a master certified coach with the International Coaching Federation. So I've been doing this a long time and I've supported a lot of people. And so sometimes having that one-on-one connection to a life coach is really actually different than those other kind of communities that I mentioned, because your life coach has absolutely nothing invested in your choices. They are all about you feeling empowered to make your own choices and to choose your path forward. And having that really neutral person who just believes in you and is encouraging you and just accepts that your truth is the right path, that's incredibly valuable. And I've had so many coaches over the years. And most of the time, I have a coach of some kind. It's just something that you, when you realize that it works for you, you keep doing what works for you, right?
Right, that's right. The other thing about a coach, they understand, they get it when you're trying, but you keep running into an obstacle or there's something there that's holding you back. They see you in that process and they're there to give you that hand to say, hey, let's dig a little deeper. Let's see what we can do to look inside to see what needs to shift here. So just critical in being able to move and grow. So I know, as you mentioned, you've been coaching for a long time. I know you've through the years coached a lot of women. Is there a common thread that you can see as you talk to women, and then maybe they want to make changes, but they're not sure what to do, or maybe they're just the fear, or is there something that you see that's a common thread with women?
Absolutely. So the common thread is confidence. That's the number one word that I hear. I need to be more confident. If I were more confident. And so the thing that I think I've really supported people with is finding that the way, finding their pathway to believing in themselves, to really knowing that, yeah, this might be hard. It might be a really big stretch. It might seem to other people even like it's a small stretch, but to you, it's a big stretch, right? But to know that you can do it. And if there's something that's calling to you, that's tugging at your heart, the reason it's tugging at you is because you're meant to do it and you are capable of doing it. Maybe you need to learn some things, right? Externally, go get some more information, some skills, whatever it might be. But that internal, who you are, who you know yourself to believe to be, is what will help you believe enough to keep going. And a lot of times, and I'll tell you this, a lot of times it's just about keep going. And you know this because I tell you this a lot,
Yes,
that
you
right,
do.
you just it's like, okay, you got
Absolutely.
to look for those signs that things are working, right? And then when you see those
Yes.
signs that they're working, you got to keep going, even though sometimes you're looking around like, where are those signs?
That's right. Just don't give up,
Don't give
right?
up.
Never give up.
Don't give
That's right.
up.
And other advice you would give to a woman today that's saying, okay, I've heard you, Jen, and I'm ready to do something today. Anything that you would tell that person?
Small steps really do add up.
Hmm.
In my younger years, was very much about big, dramatic, okay, the diet starts on Monday and I'm going to be perfect at it and I'm finally going to get that weight off. And maybe there are some people for whom that approach consistently works. But what I found is that little bit over time really does add up. So with that change, what I've really noticed is when things don't quite go the way you wish they would, you're more resilient. And you say, okay, all right, that didn't work, or that didn't go the way I wanted it to, but I can get back up and I can keep going. I can take one more step, right? Nice. It's just consistency. And little bit by little bit, it really does add up. And then all of a sudden you start having these periods of time where it's like, whoa, it happened really fast, right? Then there's this big leap and you're like, oh, that was cool. And oh my gosh, now I'm scared.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, that's where it helps to have somebody to talk about it with, right?
Yes.
Because, you know, we wish there's this meme that you've probably seen where we wish the growth was always like this. Right. Mm-hmm. Just this smooth, steady pace, but it's really like this, right?
And yes. Change. It's so true. It's so true. And something I think you and I have talked about before is that transformation happens that one small step at a time. Like you're saying, it's not these big boom, I'm going to go quit my job today and I'm going to go buy a new house. And for me, it's easy to think in these big sweeping changes, but it doesn't have to be like that. It mm-hmm. can just be the very small shifts that we can make to begin the journey in the way that we want to go.
Absolutely.
Well, Jen, tell us a little bit more about the intuitive sounding board sessions that you mentioned at the top. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm very excited about them. This is one of those things that tapped me on the shoulder a couple of years ago. And I've just taken teeny tiny baby steps forward, right? And I actually committed to one of my coaches. She said, now, if you're going to go off and do this big thing that you got hired to do, you have to also keep going forward. She said, because you said you want to be doing these things. So I was like, okay. But now I'm really getting the message. It's time. It's time. And so the intuitive sounding board sessions, they're different than coaching. They're something that I see it complements coaching. So you keep working with your regular coach, but people come to me and they have a question and they need to either hear an intuitive answer to it, or they have an idea about something. And they want to run it past somebody who, again, is going to be neutral, isn't going to have an opinion about whether they should do it, but can bring in that voice of intuition to share, you know, accessing kind of different information about it. So I can do it with the intuition, or I can listen without the intuition. And then it just becomes me really focusing in and listening to the person as they're talking about something. And I'll say, okay, well, your voice just quivered a bit as you said that, or, oh, you stumbled over those words, or you were really hesitant to share that, right? And so we build on kind of me noticing those things until they get to a point of clarity. And that's the whole point of the sounding board sessions, is to get to that point of clarity, whatever the question is, whatever the idea is. Okay, now you've got that clarity. So what do you want to do? What's a first step that you can take? And that will be meaningful. And yes. So I'm very excited about these. I've done them kind of informally, like this just kind of happens. And that's how you know something's right for you, when it just sort of happens. But yes. I've also done it intentionally within coaching sessions. And people say it's one of the most valuable aspects of working with me.
Wow, yeah. That's so awesome. I love it. Well, yeah. Jen, you are amazing. Just I clicked with you as soon as I met you.
And
you've just
really
been so important and instrumental to me on my journey with life coaching and starting my own business. So it's just really an honor that you would join me today and share some ideas and some things with my audience. So thank you again. Now, if someone wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Best way to get in touch is just through my email, because again, I'm tiptoeing into this and I don't have my website set up yet for it. But if you're interested, if you want to know more about these intuitive sounding board sessions, or if there's something I shared and you want to talk it over, it's Coach Jen, CoachJen at jenniferanderson.com. And that's JenniferAnderson.com.
Oh,
it's a long email.
Thank you so much. Well, again, really appreciate your time, Jen. Thank you. And
thank
I wish you
Michelle.
Continued success in everything that you do.
Well, you too. Thank you.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I am truly grateful that you chose to listen in, and I hope that this conversation sparked something meaningful for you. Please take a moment to subscribe, leave a review. It helps other women to find us who need to hear these stories too. And if you know someone who is ready for their own comeback, share this episode with them. I'd love to connect with you beyond the podcast. Visit me at hercomebackpodcast.com. That's hercomebackpodcast.com to learn more about how we can work together. I have a gift for you. Get your free copy today of 5 Powerful Shifts to Reclaim Your Life. Remember, your comeback story is waiting to be written. The question isn't, can I transform my life? The question is, are you ready? Let's go.